Okay, Richard. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Good. Hi, everybody. I'm Donna Korth, and Donna Dreegan has been hosting so far, trying to enjoy those of you who are coming on and kind of giving you an idea of what we're doing. And tonight we're going to have a very wonderful heart stream by Saint Germain that everybody needs to know, especially during these times of stress. And Lenore Harris is going to do the hosting tonight for the next 15 minutes. So, Lenore, if you're there, I'll let you go ahead.
Okay, thank you, Donna. So tonight, we, as Donna mentioned, we are honored to hear from Saint Germain, who is the Chohan of the seventh ray and the hierarch of the Aquarian Age. This means that he's become the overseer of this age, and he is a great cosmic being who's a major authority for our planet Earth. He's the great sponsor of freedom and freedom's flame, while his twin flame, Portia, is the sponsor of the flame of justice. Now, at the end of the class, in 60 minutes, you're invited to stay with us to learn what's happening in our community and how you can benefit, ask questions or share insights and experiences you may have had, or give any prayer requests, or just join us in prayer. So now I'd like to read the mission and vision statements for the Heart Center. Hello?
Hello?
Blue.
Yeah, we hear you, but there's a buzz.
I think they need to mute everybody.
Okay, well, I could go ahead and read.
Okay, Lenore, you'll have to hit star six.
Yeah. Okay, there, that's better. Thank you.
Good.
Okay, the mission of the Heart Center is as follows. Within our Heart Center community, we realize personal enlightenment through our higher self and share the Ascended Master's teachings and our love wisdom throughout the earth. Our vision: we live in sustainable golden crystal age communities in joy and in harmony with Mother Nature using solar sciences of the spirit. We radiate light and we live and love as one. Now I'd like to invite you to read the prayer that was sent to you in the invitation. We could give it together if you have that ready. So, together. In the name of the Father, Mother, Son, Daughter, and Holy Spirit, we call to beloved Saint Germain and Portia, thanking you and all who work with you for filling us with your light and with your six-pointed star in seven dimensions of being tonight. Thank you for helping us in our trek upward to be fully aligned with God and his plan for our blessed earth. Thank you, beloved Archangel Michael, and your legions for protecting us tonight, physically, mentally, spiritually, and electronically, during our phone conference. Help us as we follow the way of truth. Thank you for bringing to our class those souls who are eager for truth and who hunger for more enlightenment. Amen. So we will sing together now the song that was sent to you. It is O Freedom Flame, and that is in our prayer book, Prayer 70.011. As we sing this song in celebration of our planet, send your love and thankfulness to Saint Germain, Portia, and angels and elementals for their constant assistance and presence in our lives. Okay, Donna, I turn the class back to you for this. Thank you.
Got it.
Through hearts of fire with love.
Saint Germain is here to give us freedom in all areas of God's plan for our lives. And I'm going to call on Donna Dreegan next, and she's going to share with us a short history of the most important things that she could find out about Saint Germain. And so, Donna, if you're there, take it away.
Okay. Each 2,000-year cycle comes under the one of the seven rays, and Jesus, as Chohan of the sixth ray, held the office of hierarchy of the age during the last 2,000 years. On May 1, 1954, Saint Germain and Portia were crowned as directors for the coming cycle of the seventh ray, freedom and justice. He is the seventh angel prophesied in Revelation 10:7. He is a member of the House of Rakazi, founded by the great divine director, in whose Transylvanian mansion the violet flame of freedom is presently enshrined. He was the high priest of the violet flame temple on the mainland of Atlantis 13,000 years ago. Prior to the sinking of Atlantis, while Noah built his ark and warned the people of the flood to come, the great divine director called Saint Germain and a few faithful priests to transport the flame of freedom to the Carpathian foothills in Transylvania. The great divine director erected together with his disciples, Saint Germain established a retreat at the site of the flame and founded the House of Rakazi, the Royal House of Hungary. The 11th century BC, Prophet Samuel, and the 5th century, Merlin, the alchemist, prophet, and counselor of the court of King Arthur. Merlin, a godly sage who studied the stars and whose prophecies were recorded by 70 secretaries. Prophecies of Merlin were very popular in the Middle Ages. Roger Bacon, 1220 to 1292, philosopher, Franciscan monk, educational reformer, and experimental scientist, declaimed his belief that the world was round. He eventually left his position as lecturer of the University of Paris and entered the Franciscan Order of Friars Minors. And also 1451 to 1506, as Roger Bacon, he set the stage for Columbus' voyage to the New World. Francis Bacon, 1561 to 1626, was the philosopher, statesman, essayist, and literary master, Bacon, who has been called the greatest mind of the West that ever was produced, is known as the father of the inductive reasoning and scientific method, which to the great degree are responsible for the age of technology, which is the age that we're in now. Organized the translation of King James Version of the Bible, and he was determined that the common man should have the benefit of reading God's word for themselves. And ciphers discovered in 1890 in the original printing of the Shakespearean plays and in his works of Bacon and other Elizabethan authors reveal that Bacon wrote many of the Shakespearean plays with others, and that he was the legitimate son of Queen Elizabeth and Lord Leicester. His mother, however, fearful of an untimely loss of power, refused to acknowledge him as her heir. His soul entered the ritual of the ascension from the Rakazi Mansion retreat of the Great Great Divine Director, May 1st, 1684, and through the dispensation from the Lords of Karma, he returned to Earth in a physical body, and he appeared as Le Comte Saint Germain, 18th and 19th century Europe, and he was called the Wonder Man of Europe. In latter part of the 18th century, Saint Germain received from Lady Master Kuan Yin her office as Chohan of the Seventh Ray. 20th century sponsored the outer activity of the Great White Brotherhood. 1930s contacted his general in the field, the re-embodiment of George Washington, who under the pen name of Godfrey Ray King released the foundation of Saint Germain's Instructions for the New Age, Unveiled Mysteries, Magic Presence, the I Am Discourses. in 1961, contacted his embodied representative, the messenger Mark L. Prophet, and founded the Keepers of the Flame Fraternity in memory of the Ancient of Days, which is Zana Kumara, his first pupil, Lord Gautama, and second, Lord Maitreya. His purpose was to quicken all who had originally come to earth with Zana Kumara to restore the memory of their ancient vow and reason for being. He maintained a focus, the golden etheric city over the Sahara Desert. More recently, he has established a base in South America at the retreat of the god and goddess Meru, and his electronic pattern is the Maltese cross, and his fragrance is violets. His name in Latin means holy brother. And what is most amazes me about Saint Germain, of course, everything, he has so many wonderful lives, but I think that in today's world, when we're thinking about the last embodiment of someone, and not even to mention the fact that he was the father of Jesus, that was, and what a huge responsibility that was. But in his last embodiment as a human, the initiations that he must have had to go through as the legitimate son of the queen who did not acknowledge him at all. And I can't imagine today if that would have happened, people would have fallen apart, you know, all kinds of things would have happened. But instead, he did all the many wonderful things. And like I said, they refer to him as the greatest mind of the West ever produced, you know, and his making sure that the King James Version of the Bible was, you know, translated so that the common man would know about it and could read it, and also the Shakespearean plays that he wrote, and of course didn't insist upon getting credit for it. So that's just the way I feel. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Donna. That was great. Yes, there's so much that Saint Germain contributed to this planet. And he is, yes, as she said, he's really the hierarch of this age right now. So now we will hear the actual heart stream that is so important tonight, because if you don't know about the this amazing star that forms a magnet within us, you need to know now, especially in this time of stress.
Blessed ones, I take you into the Cave of Symbols this morning. And with approval of the Great Divine Director, I desire to perform an alchemical experiment with you, utilizing your causal bodies, your attainment, and the momentum of violet fire that you have gleaned and amassed within your aura and soul and spirit. Your dedication in giving the mantras.
I'm going to ask Barbara to share just what is the Cave of Symbols and why would you think Saint Germain wants to take us there with him? Barbara, if you're there, go ahead. It's star six. Okay, Barbara, if you're there, hit star 6. Okay, that's now the static stopped. Okay, I'm going to try this again. Barbara, you're going to have to go outside of wherever you are because it's really, we can't hear you. Okay, Barbara, can you talk yet?
Can you hear me now?
Now I can hear you, yes.
Okay, great. I guess the speaker function doesn't work on this phone. I had to pick up the receiver. I was frantically pushing star 6 several times.
The time you hit star 6, we get a real loud buzz.
Okay, is this better now?
Yes, this is fine.
Okay, great. The Cave of Symbols is one of the retreats. It's St. Germain's own personal retreat. It's in Table Mountain in Wyoming, and he teaches classes there. You can ask to go in your etheric body at night and go and study with St. Germain. To me, the Cave of Symbols, I think a lot of what he teaches is about divine geometry, because geometric shapes are a message in and of themselves. And there's a great science to all of this. And, of course, Saint Germain is a great master with tremendous knowledge on that topic. And so it's important for us to learn these things so we can take advantage of that knowledge, both on the inner and the outer, because it helps us understand our world and the information that we see everywhere. So, I don't know, anything else you want me to talk about?
Isn't there a special chair there that you can sit in? I don't remember.
In the Cave of Symbols?
Yeah, at the
cave. You're talking about the accelerator that belonged to the IM movement, don't you know?
Well, there was also a chair that we could sit in, like it was like a throne of gold or something that you could sit in and be accelerated sometimes. And I wasn't, it seemed to me like it was Saint Germain that had that chair, because that's where I heard about it. But that's okay. What we mainly needed to know is about the Cave of Symbols, where you can go, as Barbara said. Just ask to be taken there. And especially ask before you go to sleep at night. Okay, thanks, Barbara.
You bet.
This experiment is one whereby there may be for each of you the establishing of a permanent God magnet within your soul for the retrieval of certain soul parts, from various corners of the globe, where through unconsciousness, violence, and past misuses of the sacred fire, you have left these elements of yourself strewn across the earth for centuries. This cosmic magnet that we desire to have, as it were, implanted within your soul. Can be visualized and maintained day by day as you give your violet flame mantras and prayers and songs.
One of the questions we wanted to answer tonight is, why is it important to retrieve your soul parts? How do we lose some of these parts of our soul? Can you think of any certain horrific times when some parts of your soul may have been lost? Well, I got to studying the soul this past week. And the soul is also often called by many people your inner child. And it can be pictured as a child between the ages of 4 and 7, when a thinking, growing child is most innocent. And at this time, a child is very vulnerable to abuse and also to appreciation. In fact, a child's whole positive or negative outlook on life is actually established by the age of 7. If this child has been mistreated up to the age of 7, it may be negative the rest of its life. The inner child's soul is innocent and so easily hurt and traumatized, and we're challenged actually by the masters to pray for the souls and the protection of all souls, of all sentient beings, and of all children. A child is also, and maybe you picked this up, intuitive, and it senses its parents' frustrations, impatience, and anger. And did you know that we're also told by Jesus that we must be like a child to enter the kingdom of heaven? And this has been told to us by many of the masters. Now, Elizabeth Clare Prophet, who was a previous amanuensis for the Great White Brotherhood, through El Mori and Hercules speaking through her a few years ago while explaining the soul, said, "The soul is sensitive yet not fully awakened. It's aware yet not possessing her full faculties of discrimination unless she becomes spiritually mature. The soul knows and she learns by an inner knowing. She feels, but she cannot always explain because she hasn't grown spiritually." And this is what a child is like. She hasn't grown spiritually in the Word or the Logos of God. Now, as the soul grows spiritually in God's Word, she leaves the sacrum, which is also short for sacred room, the sacrum, where the seat of the soul, chakra, is located, and she comes up higher along the kundalini to the heart chakra as she becomes more mature spiritually. So the soul is that part of you that is intuitive, and it grows as you grow spiritually, knowing God's word as shared through the masters, the angels, the Bible, depending on where you get your spiritual food. If you do something that blocks the spiritual growth of your soul, it can either hibernate in your sacrum, or it may be shocked so seriously by something that happens to you that's very unnerving, such as having your house burned down or getting into an auto accident and then losing some of your soul parts, which will fly out of you and land who knows where. I remember reading about a woman who had help from the masters retrieving her soul parts, and they found one part of her soul in a chicken, which they were able to retrieve for her because the soul just ran into the first alive thing it could find. So if you're strong enough in the promises of the Bible or from the masters, you can handle these horrific experiences. And if your house burns down or if you get in an accident, you can very quickly say, "Thank you, God, that you are in control," and you can calm yourself down, especially if you meditate regularly. Some of the things El Moria and Hercules explained that can cause problems for our intuitive abilities and our soul growth or soul protection is over-dependency on intellectualism. In other words, people who think they know everything because they're so smart, or people that are real gifted perhaps in technology in all areas, and so they depend on the technology rather than on God. Enjoying dissonant music, hanging out in clubs, alcoholism, drugs, injure souls. And the Bible warns us about people in the end days that are ever learning but never coming to a knowledge of the truth because they're looking for it in the wrong places. So your soul is your intuitive self. If you lose parts of it, you lose your intuitive abilities. So it's important to take the time to saturate yourself in God's Word as shared through songs, prayers, the Bible, online activities with us, and you will grow intuitively, and you will grow calmly and spiritually. If you are continually stressed out, you can't sleep for thinking about your problems, a loved one who's on drugs, you worry about them, you have a lot of expenses, but you don't have the money to take care of them, you may find it difficult to calm your soul, to meditate, which is so important to calm down your soul. And in this case, I'm going to share with you a few things that can help temporarily at least. I have a health food store, so I know about these, and besides that, I use them from time to time. GABA, spelled G-A-B-A, is my favorite. GABA is a natural neurotransmitter that blocks impulses between your nerve cells and the brain so that you can sleep, so that you can relax. We have it in our bodies naturally. And researchers say that GABA boosts your mood and it has a calming, relaxing effect on the nervous system, which I can guarantee it does because I have taken it from time to time. L-threonine, lithium orotate, 5-HTP, valerian herb, lemon balm, magnesium threonate. These are some other natural forms of anti-anxiety supplements. Now, natural supplements are superior to prescription drugs because you do become addicted to prescription drugs, and you may have seizures by going off of them, especially if you go off too fast. Plus, your body knows that prescription drugs are chemicals, and God didn't program your body to handle chemicals. And so they can, over time, stack up in your system and clog up your liver and cause other problems. And I would just mention, feel free to call me or email me anytime if you have questions about natural supplements which will temporarily decrease your stress and anxiety because we're not perfect. We're all working together to come up higher. And sometimes we need a little help. But these things will help you protect your soul. And when you learn a little bit more about what we're studying tonight, you will learn about the powerful magnet that we have access to that will protect our souls and keep them from us flying off the handle, so to speak, and losing parts. So now we will go back to the heartstring.
This magnet is in the shape of a six-pointed star in seven dimensions of being. It is for each of you to perceive how this sacred geometric manifestation as a talisman of sacred fire within you may be utilized in your spiritual work and service to life. For within each plane and dimension of being, there can be the drawing forth of greater cosmic essences, even of precipitation and alchemy, as you continue to use the sacred science that I have given during the class sponsored by the God of Gold at Meru University. And through the geometrization of cosmic light rays focused through this sacred talisman within you. You may not only retrieve these soul parts, your great boon and benefit, but the earth itself may be able to draw forth cosmic rays, stabilizing the seventh reaction of light within the earth body for the fortuitous manifestation of God freedom throughout this sphere. Thus, you may also visualize this cosmic talisman deep within the earth body, and simultaneous with the cosmic magnetization of these sacred light rays from far-off worlds, there is the consuming of the cause and core of that which manifested as the perversion whereby these soul parts were lost. And a streaming forth into the atmosphere of the earth, of the secret rays coalesced as cosmic manifestations of this great transmutative eraser, which will consume on contact great quantities of darkness, pollution, injustices, and records of war, and the spilling of blood across the earth. For it is time, blessed ones, that vibrating within the very sphere of the earth, which includes its atmosphere, our great cosmic reservoirs of this violet energy and through your conscious cooperation, it may be so this day and every day that you partake of the sacred alchemy that we perform together now.
I'm going to ask Sharon to share with us why exactly it's important to give violet flame mantras, prayers, or songs daily after you receive this six-pointed star. And maybe you could add, Sharon, a little bit about how you actually, what you actually do to receive it. So, Sharon, take it away.
Okay. Hello, everyone. Okay, so it's important to offer the violet flame daily after receiving the six-pointed star to continue to magnetize or retrieve more fragmented soul parts and to not lose them again. So, this is a return to, it helps us to return to wholeness. This is a divine gift which we use to return to wholeness, clean up the planet, and stop the returning darkness, which we're really concerned about. So by offering this service, we change our circumstances in life, lifting burdens and resolving conflicts and inappropriate responses to others. And we must remember that in the violet is the pink. So that's the love that we need to help to lift the burdens of other people. And we ascend daily. So that's all I had. Thank you.
That's great. Thank you. Okay, we'll go on here a little bit longer.
an action of light and dispensation granted unto me this day. On my ascension day, I, Saint Germain, call forth great cosmic light rays from out the great central sun to the earth itself. Blaze forth now the violet light throughout the atmosphere of the earth and the atmosphere of the souls of all those here physically present and those participating on this broadcast. Burn through, O sacred fire. Burn through the records of darkness and mayhem, calumny, and all injustice. Find now the cause and core of that which has manifested as darkness within the minds and hearts of men. Consume, burn to, and erase the records and the prophecies of darkness by those psychics who know not whereof there can be the miracle manifestation of light through the sons and daughters of God, who are determined to be that light of freedom this day.
So, because you are all involved in hearing this broadcast, you are invited automatically to absorb, receive, and accept this wonderful magnet, six-pointed star in seven dimensions. How do you visualize this? He says we need to visualize it. Well, I had a friend who made one the best she could. What she did was she took a round ball of styrofoam and she stuck these little gold, like little gold toothpicks, actually, but they were a little bit bigger and prettier. She stuck them all over this ball until it looked like a gorgeous Christmas tree ornament. And then she twirled it around. So it's something like that. And also, if you ever want to, you can order an organite that has lapis and crystal and things in it that has star-like points all around it. It's made by our head broadcaster, I guess you could call it, Boyd Batten. And he makes these, and we also purchase them. They're organite things that you put on your desk or anywhere you're, especially when you're around things that have a lot of technical or technology, I should call them electromagnetic frequencies, like your computers, your cell phones, your smartphones, things like that. And it looks like, kind of like, it helps you to visualize a six-pointed star in seven dimensions because it has all these dimensions around it and all these points. So you visualize it the best you can. I remember when we first heard about it, we tried to draw it. So you can even do that, and it helps you to visualize it. All you have to do is claim it. Claim it and thank Saint Germain for it. Say, beloved Saint Germain, hey, I heard the broadcast, and I'm visualizing it, and I'm putting it right now with your blessing in my heart, in my solar plexus, or right wherever you want it. And I'm thanking you that this is protecting me from losing my soul parts when I get really upset or when I'm in a horrific experience that I don't expect to ever have happen, but which could happen. Because we're not fully to that point where something horrendous can happen and we just sit back and say, well, thank you, God, for taking care of this. We usually have to work through things like that. So this is what I'm challenging you to do now. And now I'm going to let Cindy share with you what the violet flame has done for her personally. Cindy, if you're there, please join in. Cindy?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, great.
Okay. So the question I'm going to be answering is like what it can do for you and for us personally, something it's done for me personally. So most of you know that we're now entering a 20,000 year period, and by invoking into our beings and worlds the violet transmuting flame, we can transmute the energy that the human race has misqualified for thousands of years. It can now purify, and all mankind can be set free from fear, lack, sin, sickness, and even death. So Saint Germain has told us of some of the benefits of invoking the violet flame, such as much karma can be balanced, or a hardness of the heart can be melted. Also, a new love, softness, and compassion can manifest. A new freedom and a new joy in pursuing that freedom. There can also be a new holiness that can be a melting and dissolving of certain momentums of ignorance and mental density. And also helps us turn us toward a more dietary path that is more in accord to our God mastery. And it also assists in relationships within the family. It can help liberate us from old hurts. Now, it also contains the flame of God justice. And God justice does contain the flame of the judgment. So it comes with a two-edged sword. It both separates the real from the unreal. It separates the... We have to know what's real and what's not real. There's also an alchemy that takes place within the personality. The violet flame goes after the schisms that cause psychological problems that go back to early childhood and previous incarnations that have established very deep grooves into the consciousness. And these grooves can be very difficult to shake lifetime after lifetime. The violet flame can help dissolve and transmute them if we choose to invoke it.
Wow, that's great.
Wait, there's a little bit more.
Go ahead.
Okay, so what's the website? So it can help. So we are told that Ho'oponopono is a violet flame healing modality, and it originates from Lemuria. And Ho'oponopono is about taking responsibility for one's thoughts, actions, words, and deeds. And it's part of the violet flame. So this past conference in Livingston, one of the Ascended Masters asked the Chelas, how has the violet flame helped us individually? And I spoke about how singing and dancing to the song Healing with Ho'oponopono for a year or more helped dissolve an old and very deep hurt. And I knew as I sang and danced and learned to truly understand the message that the violet flame was helping to heal this pain of self-judgment. And I believe doing this was like the only way for me to transmute these deep grooves of self-condemnation that I had. And help me let go of an old wound that did not serve me and was very hard to get rid of. Yet the violet flame really helped to make it happen, and I'm very grateful to Saint Germain for teaching us about the power and the use of the violet flame, as well as the violet flame itself. That's all, Donna. Thank you.
That was great, Cindy. I think that last thing you said especially hit home for me, because it does dissolve old resentments and hurts Okay, we'll hear the last paragraph. But I just want to say it's so helpful to know the prayers and the songs that the masters have written and given us. Here we go.
I am the miracle light of the violet fire for a planet and her people. I am the miracle manifestation of transmutation this day where I am. I am the living light of cosmic freedom for all evolution, for all souls aborning here. May the seventh root race come forth, and may mothers and fathers prepare for the incarnation of that word and that light within. Burn through, O sacred fire, burn through, O sacred fire, burn through, O sacred fire. Release the action of the seventh ray. Manifestation of your radiance, O Lord God Almighty, upon earth, in the four quadrants of being, and in the very tangible manifestation of the lives of the sons and daughters of God here. This is my prayer. This is the alchemy of love that I share with all this day. Amen.
Thank you, Saint Germain. Barbara, I'm going to call on you to give the closing prayer and the announcements.
Okay. Oh, beloved Saint Germain, our holy brother and friend, we thank you for this teaching. We thank you for your presence in our lives. Continue to teach us and guide us. Help us to grow every day in the flame. Help us to cast our cares into the violet flame and to relinquish all of our hurts. And we call upon that great talisman within us now that we have to retrieve our soul parts, all of them, so that we may become more whole. We are so grateful. Remind us regularly of this great opportunity to be our very best selves and to be the fullness of all that you desire for us. We thank you and we accept it now completely, and we are most grateful. In the name I am that I am. Amen. I would like to let people know that you can ratify and re-ratify this dispensation anytime you like in the Heart Center Decree Book, Decree Number 70.012, the Multiplication of Violet Fire, where we're thanking the masters and the angels for all the many dispensations we have received. The very last one in that prayer says that we thank, we ratify, and we multiply the energy from Saint Germain's dispensation of the permanent God magnet within my soul in the shape of a six-pointed star in seven dimensions of my being, retrieving certain soul parts from various corners of the globe. I see this cosmic talisman deep within the earth body as it simultaneously magnetizes cosmic light rays from far-off worlds, stabilizes the seventh ray action of light within the earth body, and manifests God freedom throughout the earth. Anyway, that I remembered that was in that decree. So that's a wonderful way, whenever you think of it, to reenact and reaffirm this wonderful dispensation from Saint Germain.
Wow, I'm so glad you found that. You remembered that, Barbara. That's terrific.
And anybody can get a book, a song and a prayer book, if you contact the Heart Center. You can just call them, or I'm just looking here. Here's a number. If you have a pencil and paper, I'm going to give you a number where you can call and order the song and the prayer book. It's 312-253-7600. Again, that's 312-253-7600. So if you would like to have access to all of these miraculous decrees and prayers that will help your soul become stronger and stronger, call that number and get it. It's not expensive.
Barbara, and also, if you ever, if you have access anytime to a computer, you can go to the Heart Center's website, which is Hearts, H-E-A-R-T-S, be sure and make it plural, heartcenter.org, and you can look on the website, and you can look up all the prayers and songs on the website. They're all on there in numerical order. The decrees are in one section, the songs are in another section, they're listed alphabetically, and you can look up all of these on a computer for free, which is awesome. I do use that all the time when I'm doing my personal devotions, and there a lot of them have a video that you can watch of the songs especially, and some of the decrees also have videos with them. Some of them have a musical version of the particular decree, or you can listen to a spoken recording of a lot of the different decrees too, which is really helpful. And you can play that in your home, in your car, you know, any place that you've got a cell phone that you can use. You know, just take it with you and make it part of your day. It's tremendous. So you can do a little bit or a lot anytime you want, day or night. So make use of this fabulous treasure trove of wonderful materials to boost your spiritual connectedness. And now I want to tell about some exciting things coming up with the Heart Center. We have a Meru University class that's going to be on Sunday, November 17th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Mountain Time. You can register online. You have to go onto a computer to do this, and you have to listen online. So you do have to have computer access to participate in this class, I believe.
Yeah.
Anyway.
However, you can order the class or actually talk to that same number I gave you if you want to get more information about the class and how to hear it by telephone. It's not so easy. It's not so much fun by telephone, but if you have
a because they show all these beautiful visuals on everything, which is adds so much to all of the teachings.
Mm-hmm. Or if you live in a neighborhood where there's somebody else that has a computer, or you can go to the library. There's different things you can do sometimes.
That's true. That's true. Well, the name of this class is called Becoming a Child Again, Spiritual Keys in Simplicity, Purity, and Harmony. It's with Lady Master Mehta, who is a fifth ray master. The fifth ray is the ray of healing and abundance of music and culture, art. Anyway, the green ray has just loaded with all kinds of wonderful virtues and qualities. And this looks like it will be a really interesting and valuable class. The next item I wanted to bring to your attention is our winter solstice celebration, which is December 12th through 15th. It's going to be in San Diego, California. It's called Meet the Karmic Board and Prepare for 2020. Now, this you can attend in person And you can also attend online. It will be, the whole thing will be broadcast on the internet. So you can go and look on the internet, go just click on the word events on the purple banner there on the top of the front page of the Heart Center website, and you can get more information about the Winter Solstice celebration. They've got a page that tells all about that particular
event.
Class. Event. There you go. Thank you. And then we also have coming up in March next year, we have, the reason I'm telling this now is that you have to have a deposit in by November the 8th, which is coming up real fast. It's our spring equinox celebration. We're Joy in Hawaii with the Masters of Levity. So we are going to Hawaii to play with the elementals and to sing and dance the panurythmi and to just commune with all the wonderful energy that we can experience in nature there. We'll be going to the Big Island, as they call it, and that is March 16th through the 23rd, 2020. We're going to be staying at this wonderful eco-retreat that's right on a bay where lots and lots of dolphins live. So should be a really exciting and interesting and fun time, and we'll do lots of great spiritual work there. The Masters have asked us to come to some place within the Pacific Fire Ring. I think it's like every 3 years, within every 3 years, we're supposed to come and plant light in that part of the world. So it's a very necessary function to keep everything humming on this planet and keep the Master's plans moving forward on Earth. So those are the announcements I had. Oh, also this weekend, this very weekend, starting Saturday evening, we have our next 24-hour vigil. We'll be going for 24 solid hours starting at 6 p.m. Mountain Time on Saturday night. And my husband and I will be, we're taking the very first segment of that, the first two-hour slot. And we'll actually have 25 hours for our 24-hour vigil this time because it's over the time change weekend, so we get an extra hour. And that goes through Sunday at 6 p.m. Mountain Time. So please join in anytime that you're able to and come and decree with us. And let's do some great things in the world.
Barbara?
Yes, ma'am.
May I make a comment? And also, we're having a purity service tomorrow night at 7 o'clock Mountain Time, and it's going to be an ascension service. One of our people is going to be ascending from Luxor, Egypt.
Awesome.
John Bosley.
And also, I just wanted to make a comment about the decree where Barbara said you could find it. You can find it under broadcast because we've got so much on the home page. It's on the home page, and it's on the left side of the violet line at the top under broadcast, and then there's a drop down, and you'll see songs and prayers, and that's where you'll find 70.012.
Great. Thank you for that specific instruction. I'm so used to going on there, I forget sometimes that not everybody knows all those little steps that you have to follow to get to that. So thank you very much for adding those details. Well, we've come to the end of our class part, and now we're to the part where we take prayer requests. So I am ready to take any prayer requests that anyone should have.
And so, you just hit star 6 in order to share your prayer request, and then hit star 6 again in order to get off.
Well, let's
Hello.
Well, here's an Aries, let me do the first one as an Aries. Now, there's somebody in Livingston named Mary Jo that was one of the first to come to help build the Summit Lighthouse or form it in the mid-80s. And she's fallen down and broken both her wrists, so she needs a healing. So she's almost 21 years of age. Now, how could that be? Because she got to Montana in the mid-80s. That's because her birthday is on leap year. So
she's going to be February 29th.
Oh, you got it. By the way, a lot of people can't figure it out very fast. So she's in her 80s now. So that's a word of the wise. Our bones are precious when we're in her 80s. Her name is Mary Jo, and she's still working as a clerk at the health food store.
Wow. Amazing. Okay. Thank you, Daniel. I've got her on the list. So.
Okay.
Barbara.
Hi, Barbara. This is Rebecca Taylor.
Yeah. Hey, Rebecca. How you doing?
I've been pretty good, but I can't seem to get the surgery to have my knees worked on. Have, you know, replacement. Anyway, because I have atrial fibrillation, and I need my heart steadied up, I guess, evened up or whatever. So I need prayer for that.
Okay.
Outside of being blind, not hearing too well. A few other things, you know, the general thing when you get to be in your 80s.
Other than that, you're doing really good, huh?
That's right.
Other than that, we're doing pretty good, yeah.
If it weren't for bad luck, you've had no luck at all, right? That old country song.
Actually, I'm doing pretty good, but I just can't seem to get help on my knees.
Okay, yeah, I heard from Donna Dregan that you did not have surgery. I had a feeling that had gotten postponed again, but we will continue to pray for you on that.
Thank you.
Well, I would like to go ahead.